This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They are bad people, I'll tell you that. They try so hard to protect Hillary Clinton. And you know what? I think the gig is up. I don't think it's working anymore.
Donald Trump assailing the media in these last few days before Election Day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, where are you as far as this election's concerned? In other words, have you already voted? So many of my friends did the early voting thing. I said this before on the show. I don't know. I like to vote on Election Day. I know, yes, the lines will be wrapped around the building. Oh, my gosh. It'll be like I'm at a Who concert back in the day. And hopefully I won't get trampled on and I'll be able to vote. I think I'm going to be okay. I like that buzz in the air. I like seeing everybody come out. And I know in my hood, the people are definitely going to come out. I've already talked to people over at the place where I'll be voting, and they've had a lot of action, and they expect a really super big turnout this time around. I think we're going to see record numbers. We saw record numbers watch the Cubs in extra innings beat the Cleveland Indians. In fact, I was talking about that a lot yesterday when I was on the air, and the Cubs are going to have their parade heading into the weekend, and you can bet that's going to be jammed. And I think it's going to be like that. I think the Cubs are going to mirror what's happening in the presidential election. In other words, normally, a so-so turnout. Yes, the early voting is brisk, and that shows us something. But I think we're going to see just much bigger numbers, much bigger numbers than we've seen in a long time because of the drama, the rubbernecking, and frankly, people, I think, just tired of the whole thing and wanting to actually be part of this process. And it is mind-blowing when you think about, if I'm comparing, when you think about the Cubs, it is the most watched ball game in 25 years, the World Series Game 7. It actually blew past some huge shows and sporting events, hitting 39 million people. The last baseball game to top the 40 million mark was in 1991. That was Game 6 of the World Series. Wow, wow, and wow. And those numbers, I know that when I come on the air on Tuesday, I'm going to be talking about record election numbers. Record election numbers. So Hillary Clinton is trying to distance herself from the email debacle while the FBI combs through Anthony Weiner's laptop here at the last second, or anyway, all of the emails, or tried to get through all the emails. It's crazy. There's more and more stories about it, about things that happened and how secure were they and everything in between that you can imagine. Even the FBI investigating a document dumped from a Twitter account, from one of its own Twitter accounts. So, I don't know, maybe there's more smoking guns. Maybe. And in the meantime, there's erratic behavior on the stock market. Shock. Stocks fell for the eighth day. It's the longest decline since 2008, the crisis. That's not good. Because perhaps you're one of those people that actually has a 401k, and you're watching it sink and sink and sink and sink. Now, that can turn around, but the numbers are staggering. I mean, if you look at stocks, the nosedive that so many of them falling off, it's crazy. I was looking at some you know, stocks that normally or have been lately rising. And of course, it's like gambling. We know that. But this is all about these election jitters, or it's just showing. It's showing the crash of the stock market, at least temporarily. So I was comparing, like, Johnson & Johnson, their numbers were actually solid or the same. But then you look at Hershey, they dipped down $21.46 billion. Ford is at $11.35 a share. That dumped down $45.92 billion. Baba, which is a Chinese stock that's rather popular, dumped down $244.4 billion to $97.75. I'm just giving you examples through the numbers. So there is a free fall that's happening on the stock market. While we see the polls tightening, we see the stock market going through the floor. And with 5 days left until the election, really four, 5 days, five or four, depending on where you're listening to me, it's showing that, you know, you've got Donald Trump, who significantly narrowed the gap, particularly in swing states. Investors point to polls released in the last 2 days from Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina. They're either statistically tied or Trump has a small lead. Investors like certainty. That means they favor Clinton win because she's status quo. Trump's policies are not as clear. They're just not clear to Wall Street. So that has the financial markets on edge. And that's crazy to think. I'm going to say this sentence again. The last time the S&P 500 fell for 8 straight days, October 2008. The losses over this period have been modest, nowhere close to the losses racked up in 2008, though. Wow. Wow. Volatility. The name of the market, the name of the game. Bond prices fell. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose. The dollar fell from the yen, etc. Wow. I hate seeing those numbers. I mean, the reason I hate seeing those numbers is because I know there's some people, it's like a lifeline. When you're retiring, when you've killed yourself working, support a family, and you just had this one little tiny piece of business that you could manage to string along, and now it's your chance, it's your time to get out, and now things are crashing around you. And, you know, that happened in 2008. Some people delayed their retirement because of what happened with the stock market, because they lost too much money, where they were in a basket of stocks or whatever for their 401k. Whew. Clueless, that's what I call it. Clueless when it comes to capitalism. Coming up, we're going to take you to the movies, as we do heading into the weekend and during the weekend, if you're listening to this show. There are a couple of interesting movies that coming out this weekend. And there are still some in the theaters that a lot of people are interested in seeing, because this is the build-up to the holidays. And the holidays is where a lot of good flicks all of a sudden make an appearance, because you have people who have a few extra days off and may actually go to the movies. Stay with us.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Paidman attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I needed someone to hang my head without short news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but have no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
I would take you to the movies, and that's exactly what we're going to do. All right, I like this guy a lot, enough that I have a friend that is crazy about him, and if she wants to go to the movies, my husband and I will take her to the movies because she's that good of a pal, and she missed the Cubs celebration. She's from Chicago. So it may be a movie weekend for me, and if it is, we will certainly, I will certainly do a preview of this. And this movie is getting a lot of play as far as the tube. You know, everywhere you look, you're seeing little, kind of little snippets of it. And Benedict Cumberbatch is the actor I'm talking about. It is a PG-13 fantasy science fiction film, 1 hour, 55 minutes, plan on 2:30. Woo, that's a lot of time. Here is Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, you think you know how the world works? What if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything does. Not everything has to. Through the mystic arts, We harness energy and shape reality.
We travel great distances
in an instant.
How do I get from here to there?
How did you become a doctor?
Study and practice. Here's the bit.
There's a strength to him.
But is he ready? Be careful which path you travel down, strange. Stronger man than you have lost their way. I am death. And pain. You'll die protecting this world.
I can't do this.
There is no other way.
So many years here and full time looking for you.
All right, so Benedict Cumberbatch, as I said, he is Dr. Strange. And this movie, and it's a, again, that fantasy sci-fi thing, his life changes after a car accident robs him of the use of his hands. Traditional medicine doesn't work. He looks for some kind of healing, and then he becomes this incredible, mysterious Doctor Strange who sets off on an interesting path. And this is Marvel. If you're looking for what the what the character is, it's a Marvel character, which is, they're always so fascinating to me and couldn't be more popular, I think, at this point. Is it, so many people know the characters. I think comic book reading because of the films has even gone up perhaps a little bit more. All right, our next movie has nothing to do with Marvel whatsoever. So that was the one, and I think the lines will be long, by the way, for Doctor Strange. This one's called Hacksaw Ridge.
What the hell is your delay, Captain?
We're waiting, sir.
Waiting for what?
Private Doss.
Who the hell is Private Doss?
I was dreaming about being a doctor, but, get my school. I can't stay here while all them go fight for me.
But you figure this war is just going to fit in with your ideas?
While everybody else is taking life, I'm going to be saving it. That's going to be my way to serve.
This is a personal gift from the United States government designed to bring death to the enemy.
Well, I'm sorry, Sergeant. I can't touch a gun.
If you don't kill.
No, sir.
You know, quite a bit of killing does occur in war.
Private Doss does not believe in violence. Do not look to him to save you on the battlefield.
I don't think this is a question of religion. I think this is cowardice.
I fell in love with you because you weren't like anyone else. You're saying you could go to prison.
I don't know how I'm going to live with myself if I don't stay true to what I believe. With the world so set on tearing itself apart, seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
Private Doss, you are free to run into the hellfire of battle without a single weapon to protect yourself.
I'm going to get you home.
That's
the car.
But if they go back up to now, and they're not going to go up there without you. Help me.
Lord, trust me. You better come home with me.
Please, Lord, help me get one more. Help me get one more.
The director of this movie, which is 2 hours and 18 minutes, is Mel Gibson, and it is about the true story of DOS, Private Desmond DOS, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor despite refusing to bear arms during World War II on religious grounds. So I love the fact that it's a true story. And I think it's going to find an audience. If it doesn't find a big audience at the movies, at the movie theaters and the big screens, it certainly will when it comes to the small screens. Trolls is our last one, and we troll out with it.
My name is Branch, and I'm a troll. Why do I live in a heavily fortified survival bunker? Because right outside my door lurks a nightmare. Named Poppy.
A 5, 6, 7, 8! Everybody!
Poppy is the leader of the trolls. And it's not her fault she's so insanely happy. She just never faced a real problem. Until now. What's your plan?
To rescue everyone and make it home safely.
So you're going to scrapbook them to freedom.
Solid burn, Branch.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.
Hang
baby
on.
When I turn it on. Yeah. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
This bump.
Whoop, gear shift.
No explanation necessary for the trolls. If you ever had a troll doll, you know exactly what this is about. Kids will love it. I think they'll flock to it. It is going to be the kids' movie of the weekend. Thanks so much to Daniel and all of you for listening to the show. We kick it over to the other side. We'll meet you there.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Imagine you're at the threshold of your dreams. Think about it. You have the chance to climb Mount Everest. What it takes, the courage, the thought, just even in my mind thinking about it is overwhelming. I'll tell you what, our next guest is unbelievable. Lou Kosciuszko was somebody who in the spring of 1996 was realizing those dreams. In fact, he hooked up with renowned climber Rob Hall's Mount Everest expedition. And you probably know what I'm talking about because it was made into a movie. And there is a book now that is out that Lou has written. It's called After the Win, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story. And like I mentioned, imagine what it takes to decide you're going to do this and then what happens when tragedy strikes and yet you're there, you have to make a decision right before that to decide whether you're going to push through to the top or not. Lou, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. It's my honor to be here.
So, first of all, take us back to the decision to climb Everest and what that meant to you to have the opportunity to do that, and especially hooking up with Rob Hall and knowing the experience there.
Yes, well, I had been climbing for decades before that and had always thought about climbing the highest in the world. And I had climbed with Rob Hall on Antarctica in the early 90s, and he had made a remarkable decision on the mountain in 95 when he turned the expedition around close to the summit. And I made the decision right then to want to climb under his leadership because he had the strength to do something that I thought was remarkable when you're so close to the top but still keep your priorities of safety in mind and to make critical decisions under those high stress situations. And as it turned out, in 96, he got a permit to climb with a New Zealand-based expedition, and I joined the expedition.
And
that's
you joined,
how it all started.
Yeah, and you joined the expedition, and take us back through the early steps of the start of that journey. It seemed like all was going well in the beginning, right?
Yes, actually it was. For 6 weeks, we were making our way up the mountain, doing all the right things. Things were going well. People were staying healthy, even though it's a very big struggle to do that. Good decisions were being made. We had fairly good weather. And so we had every reason to believe that we were going to have a successful expedition. And we had moved up to our highest camp on May 9th, and it turned out we arrived in a bad storm, and we had to make a critical decision at that point as to whether to continue, but the weather had calmed, and we decided to make the decision to go. And then even on summit day, we moved along on time until daybreak, as we had climbed through the night, and daybreak we were still on time, but then at noon we were very close to the top, but we had made some mistakes and we were out of time. And so at that moment, and that's the pivotal moment in the story, was that everybody had to make a decision at that point about what to do. And what's not commonly known is that when you're climbing in the Everest death zone, which is above 26,000 feet, you really are on your own. You're either going to make it or you're not. And when things go wrong, rarely is it a force of nature. It's usually climber error and individual decision making. So we all had to make that tough decision at that point. So that's really the big story. The big story was that we were all at the same place at the same time facing the same situation. So how can you have a different outcome? That's really the question I'm most frequently asked. And my answer is, well, it's individuality, because we each brought something different with us to the mountain that influences what we do. And as it turned out, some lived and some died.
And you say it so beautifully in the sense that reading something from your book, you say, I'm close to the top, I'm out of time, as you just explained, but I can do this. That's when it happened. A veiled force overpowered me. The sound of the wind vanished. Everything went quiet. I jammed my ice axe like a stake into the snow. I gripped tight with both hands as I buckled to my knees. The snow silently swirled around me, seemingly in slow motion. All I could hear was my pounding heart. After the wind, I listened to the sound of sheer silence when I heard what saved my life. What saved your life?
Well, what saved my life, and that's the remarkable thing about my personal story, is that I was really given a second chance at that moment, because a short time just before that, just before the moment you just described, I had made the decision to continue. But then I was overwhelmed by this force and dropped to my knees, and the only sound I could hear was my beating heart. And to this day, I feel that that beating heart, that voice within, was really the voice of my wife's heart, Sandy's heart, crying out to be heard. Because at that moment, the strength that you needed to live was not physical strength. It was really the inner strength to make the right decision. But it was the struggle, because you're so close, and you know you can make it, but the question is whether you could make it back down, and to give me the strength that I needed at that point to overcome my own ambition and pressures to succeed was the voice of the heart. And I had promised my wife Sandy that I would only live a story I could tell, and for me to continue at that point would not have been a story I could tell, even if I could have survived it, because it would have meant breaking my promise to my wife, putting other people in danger, climbing beyond the turnaround time, and if I had survived it, it was not a story that I could be proud of and have any self-respect or the respect of others. So I credit, in my case, not my own rational thinking or myself. I credit to the spiritual force of love within me, that God's gift to me of my wife Sandy's love and that promise that I had made to her.
Wow. So as you realize at that moment, you make the decision, you're going down, no easy feat, by the way, because you're trying to survive, and you have to be thinking in your head, as you say, it's an individual decision, Lou, but you have to be thinking in your head about some of your comrades and hoping and wishing them certainly the best. And then eventually, as you get back to high camp, you start to find out what happened, and what was that like to learn that some just are missing, frankly, and some are dead.
Getting back down was didn't necessarily mean survival, or turning back at noon didn't necessarily mean survival, because we climbed down into a storm. And you know, Kate, at that moment and for quite some time after that, it was all about sheer survival of myself, hanging on. I thought any minute I was in my tent, but the tent was shredding to pieces, and I thought any minute I was going to be blown into China, bouncing around inside of my tent. And so for quite a long time, it was a matter of thinking about your own survival, thinking 5 to 10 to 30 seconds ahead, and that was about it. You had no time to reflect. And it wasn't until later that when the winds calmed and I kind of figured out that I'm alone and all of my tent mates aren't there with me, I'm starting to wonder what happened. And then you start to figure out that they didn't make it back, and you knew under the circumstances of the weather that they were still out there. And but even then, and this is strange probably to say, that my emotions were probably as cold as my body, because you're still focused on how am I ever going to get out of here. I'm still at 26,000 feet, and the weather is still bad weather, and you can't live for very long above at that altitude, and that's why they call it the death zone, because your body is literally dying. So you don't reflect too much about the fate of others until you have some sense of your own survival.
Wow. What a story. Lou, hang on. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
We'll be back with more with Lou Kosciski. After the Wind is his book, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story.
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're talking to Lou about what it was like when he turned back, went down, his tent being shredded, what he thought was going to happen, how to survive. His book is called After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, as you know, one survivor's story. Pick it up. It is just an incredible read. Lou, it took you a while to be able to put this story together. Why was that? Was it hard to relive it?
Well, what happened was I actually wrote the story. I called it Pages. I didn't think of it as a book at first. I wrote it 17 years ago, and I did that because the reporting was sort of like fog rolling in, obscuring and distorting what actually happened, and my belief of actually what went wrong was different from others, and I needed to write it down to preserve my own understanding, but at the time, my reasons for writing the story were different from the reasons for publishing the story, because at the time I just wanted to understand what story I had lived, and I wasn't interested in publishing also because what went wrong was really a matter of human failure, and I did not want to be one more voice of criticism about the people who were my friends. But I also wrote a very highly personal story same time. And when my wife became seriously ill, we spent a lot of alone time together and time reflecting on our lives, and I decided that I wanted to honor her and pay tribute to her, and the best way I thought I could do that was to put in physical form the story of my survival and her role in that. And that was really the motivating force for me 17 years later to publish the story. And today I feel very good about that because she has been, she's still with me, and she's felt much enrichment from all the responses, the overwhelming responses that have been coming from really people all around the world who have been reading the story. And I think it was a way for me to complete my gratitude to her. Today, I think as it sits on bookshelves and libraries and schools around the world, I think of it as akin to a portrait of her hanging on the wall of a place of honor. And it's a part of her legacy. And, you know, you learn a lot about life and yourself and little experiences like this, and to now share this has been just an overwhelming, enriching thing for both of us.
Yeah, and sharing it, you did certainly on the big screen. You were a consultant on the movie. What was that like for you?
That was a very interesting experience. I enjoyed it very much. You know, the big story was about the confluence of all the individual stories.
Mm.
And, of course, the movie was a selection of just a few of the more dramatic stories, and really basically about the people who died. And I enjoyed the experience because it was a different experience. It's a creative storytelling experience, and I didn't know how screenwriters really work. They work in terms of scenes. Much different from a piece of literary work. And the decision was made that they wanted to make it a fairly heartwarming story. I wanted to add a love story component to it. And it was never intended to be a documentary chronicling the factual record. But everything that is shown did happen. There were no cheesy things or over-dramatic events. I give it a 10 for cinematography, music, sound, acting. It was really quite remarkable. And from my own standpoint, when I saw the movie the first time, I really relived the experience. And it was hard for me to see it as a movie, and I had to go back again to try to separate myself from the person who was there, and because I could, the people who died were my friends, and they're still there. Their bodies will be there for eternity. And as I was watching the film, I could see, I knew exactly where they were, and it was a little bit unsettling. So the second time that I saw it, I was able to separate myself somewhat anyway and just see it as a movie. And I was also looking for what scenes were cut and what scenes were changed. But it was a good experience. I enjoyed it very much.
And And so after the movie comes out, and as you say, it's more, even more people are being made aware of, you know, your story of what happened, even though there was lots of reports about it and whatnot. What do you hope people take away from what you've written?
Well, what I hope they take away is, I think you have to think of your travel through life as living a story, and as you make your big decisions you face, think of those as living a story you can tell. So that you can look back and feel with self-pride and honorable in what you do in life. So it's a good, I mean, the promise that I made and the promise that I kept to live a story that I could tell was a pretty good template for basically all of the decisions that I've made in life. And I think what the Everest story shows is that, you know, the true worth of your travel through life lies not in how far or how high you go, but who you come to be along the way. And think about others. Don't think just about yourself. Keep your word. And always listen to the voice of the heart. The heart has a still, small voice, and that is the source of the strength for me when I made that critical decision near the top. And so look beyond yourself and listen to the voice of the heart as you make your big decisions in life.
Wow, so well said. A great way to finish this. What was it like when you were reunited with your precious wife?
Well, it was one of the finest moments in my life. We just looked at each other and embraced. And I think today there is no nicer time in my life than just being together, feeling the love between us. And right now she's very ill, and we have a lot of alone time, and it's actually in some ways some of the best time in our lives. We just share life together and feel the warmth and the love of each other. And it's it was I'll still never forget the moments of seeing her for the first time.
Wow. What a story. After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story, Lou Kosciski, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it very much, just sharing my experience.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.